Shalom. This is Billy Brim and
Shelly Brim Baggett. I almost said fruit of the womb, but
yeah, we'll go on.
We'll go on there, yes, right, with a dear guest,
Gene Wiseman.
And we're having a wonderful time. We also have Prayer Mountain Prayers here in the room with us. And we're coming to you from Prayer Mountain today, the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And we're going to be talking about the power of God. And I want you to know that the power of God we're talking about is the Holy Ghost. John G. Lake said, "Electricity is God's power in the natural, and the Holy Spirit is God's power in the supernatural or the spiritual." Now, I want you to know, and we're going to talk about resurrection power later on. But right now, I'm going to show you that the Spirit and the glory are the same. Romans 8 says, "If the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you." So it says the Spirit raised up Jesus from the dead. And then in Romans 4, it says, In Romans 6, 4, it says, "Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father." So the Spirit and the glory are the same. And then we see in Ephesians that he wanted us to have a revelation in that prayer that we pray. He wanted us to have a revelation of the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Now that word power, it says in Ephesians he was raised up by the power of God, and that word power is dunamis. So we can see from three scriptures here which talk about the raising of Christ from the dead, the Spirit, the glory, and the dunamis are the same. The Holy Ghost is the dunamis. The dunamis is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the glory. And the glory is a manifestation of power of the Holy Ghost. So we are now on a quest for manifestation and operation of the power of God in the church today. Now, we've been talking about an awakening. And the Lord has, as he's been leading us, the Holy Ghost leads us step by step, line upon line, precept upon precept. And in his leading about the awakening that began June 29th, 2008, in that leading, we've come to the place when the Lord is now showing me people will wake up, Christians will wake up at the explosive power, a manifestation of the explosive power of God, the dunamis power of God.
Amen.
They'll wake up, and a dead world will wake up.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The manifestation of the dunamis power of God woke them up. On that day of Pentecost, and 3,000 people got born again and filled with the Holy Ghost. Now, Jesus, let's define the words, the companion Bible. And we have them here if you don't have one. The companion Bible gives six words translated power in the New Testament. So we're going to be talking about one kind of that, of the power of God. And that is the word, Shelley, read the definition.
Okay.
First, Shelley, read the others, and then we'll come back to dunamis.
Okay, so I'll read the others. Kratos, K-R-A-T-O-S, and that means strength as exerted. In other words, power put forth with effect and in government, from which we have the English,
theocracy,
government by God.
Aristocracy,
government by the best. Democracy, government by the people.
Strength as exerted.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and now?
And now, so the Greek And it's
and then
you want to go to number three, okay? Iscus.
So one of the words is not number one. It's actually number two in the Companion Bible.
Mm-hmm. Kratos.
Uh huh. Now give number three.
It iscus, I S C H U S, and it means strengthen as an endowment.
Strength, not strengthen.
Mm-hmm. Strength as an endowment or an endowment. Physical strength possessed, as in Mark chapter 12, verse 30. And then number four is energeia.
Energeia.
Or energeia. And it is energy, strength, as found in iscus, put forth within an effectual operation, as in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. And then the fifth is, how would you say that?
Exousia.
Authority or delegated power. It's the liberty and right to put forth power, is as found in John chapter 1, verse 12. And number six is arche, A-R-C-H-E, meaning beginning. Then the chief rule or ruler, as in Matthew chapter 12, verse 11. Luke chapter 12, verse 11.
All right, now I want you to go back to the one we're going to be talking about. We're not talking about any of these others.
Oh, okay, we're going to talk about
Dunamis.
All right.
And it is given as the number one. We want to make sure that sometimes any of these words might be translated power. You need to know which one it is. And we're, I've been having such fun finding out which is the dunamis. So, Shelley, if you will read just that first paragraph there on dunamis.
Okay. Dunamis, inherent power, the power of reproducing itself, from which we have in English the dynamics, dynamo, etc., as found in Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
All right. Now, this word, I've often said, we also get dynamite from it. But a stick of dynamite is not a good enough representative of this word. It says here, inherent power, the power of reproducing itself. And from it we get dynamics and dynamo. And in my limited understanding, I'm not a physics person, but in my limited understanding, it's more like you would take a stick of dynamite, that stick of dynamite would have the power in itself to go off, kaboom, and then it would ignite millions of others. And it would at the same time be reproduced in itself. You know, just like an explosion. I think it'd be more like an atomic bomb or something like that. That's this word dunamis. Now, it tells us to see Acts 1:8. So let's go see Acts 1:8 and find out a marvelous place that this dunamis is used. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is when Jesus was he had appeared to them 40 days. He was raised from the dead. He had appeared to them 40 days and walked among them. Now they're out on the Mount of Olives and he's ready to ascend. He had death, burial, resurrection, and now ascension. And as he's there with all the group gathered round him, he told them, don't leave town without this. Don't start your ministries without this. Mm-hmm. He's got 120 followers. This is essential. And so verse 4, read verses 4 and 5, please, Shelley.
And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which, saith he, ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence.
Now, he said, you heard this of me. He started talking to them about the Holy Ghost in John chapter 14, 15, 16.
Mm-hmm.
And telling them what he was going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, now don't leave town without my promise to you. Don't dare to start your ministries.
Amen.
They never would have made it.
Not at all.
Not at all. So they obeyed him. They went in that upper room where they had had the Last Supper and they waited. But he also said this to them, verse 8, and this is where they take us to demonstrate the word dunamis. Mm-hmm. All right? Verse 8.
But ye shall receive dunamis or power.
Dunamis, right.
After
that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth.
So Jesus said, you shall receive dunamis, inherent power, the power of reproducing itself. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. When the Holy Ghost comes on you, he's that power.
Thank you.
And when he came on them on that day in that upper room, bless the Lord. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Dunamis power came on them.
That reminds me of Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, the dunamis, the anointing, and the Holy Ghost. The anointing is the third person of the Godhead.
And power.
And power.
And that word is dunamis.
Right, that raised Christ from the dead.
That's a double dunamis dose right there in that verse.
Mm-hmm.
And so, go ahead, Shelley, and read the rest of the dunamis power.
Okay.
After the little space there.
Well, where are we? Read it.
In the singular. Now, she's already read. It's the power of reproducing itself. Now, in the singular, it's power in the abstract. But in the plural, it is sometimes translated mighty works. In other words, the manifestations of dunamis. The word occurs 38 times in 3 of the 4 Gospels, 13 times in Matthew. It's rendered power or powers 5 times, mighty works 6 times, wonderful works, ability. It is, and that's all in Matthew. It's also translated, it's also rendered virtue. We're going to talk about that. And power and powers and miracle. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Power, powers, miracles, mighty works. This is quite a word.
Hallelujah.
And all of this comes on you when you are baptized in the Holy Ghost. It's for everybody who's baptized in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And when he came on them there in that upper room, they spoke with tongues and prophesied, and then they went out witnessing. What did Jesus say?
You shall become
Verse 8,
witnesses.
You shall receive power after the Holy, you shall receive dunamis after the Holy Ghost has come upon me, and you shall be witnesses unto me.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Like that dynamite, it was continual explosion, but that room couldn't contain them anymore. It exploded out.
They had to go out, and they became witnesses by manifestations of the power.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the people that we know who is absolutely one of the best on this is John G. Lake. And we're making his book available to you this week. You can phone us at 1-800-972-3447 and get that book from us for $10. And or you can write us, Billy Brim, Box 40, Branson, Missouri. And this is Billy Brim. We can't wait to get back tomorrow so that we can get back to dunamis. Hallelujah. Do you feel empowered?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And this is Billy Brim and all the groups saying, Shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.